Welcome, everybody, to Imagine a Nation. This is Eva Herr.
And Doug Newsom.
And we have with us today Jessica Herr and Dr. Roy Scruggs. The goal of this program is to promote a world of undividedness, of light conscious and existing on agape love. So one of the ways, Doug, and I thought that we might address that today is to interview an indigo child and to see what the world has to bring us through the children of higher consciousness. Hello, Jessica. How are you, honey?
Good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Jessica Herr. I'm 12 years old, and I'm in sixth grade.
Where do you live?
I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
And you have a strange mother for a mother, don't you? Who might that mother be?
You, Eva Herr.
That's right. You got to live with me. So, tell me, Jessica. We believe that you're an indigo child. There's a reason that we believe that, because you possess certain gifts that other children don't always know that they have. Do you know what some of those gifts might be?
Well, sometimes I have visions.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, one time when I went to your work, I met this guy that I haven't met before, and it was the first time meeting him. And the first thing I said was, are you mad? And he went, yes. And I went, when you were on the highway, did somebody cut you off? And he went, yes. In fact, we pulled over, and we got in a big fight about it.
Really?
Yep.
What else happened?
Well, a few minutes later, I asked him again, are you mad at your mom? And he said, yeah. And I'm like, is there a girl staying with you and your mother's not paying any attention to you? And he went, yes.
Really?
Really, really.
So you seem to know things that other children don't know. Or maybe other people don't know.
I suppose so.
How does that make you feel?
Special.
Does it? Does it make you feel different, too?
Yes.
How?
Well, if, like, I meet somebody who hasn't, like, heard of this before, they, like, might think I'm crazy and call me a freak or something.
And does that affect you if the world says that to you?
It depends on how mean they are.
So, you have a higher consciousness, and one of the things that I talk about on my show sometimes is that when you have a higher consciousness, you hear a noise in your head sometimes, a frequency that's a high-pitched noise, the sound of silence. Do you hear that in your head?
Sometimes. Like if I'm lying down, like just about to go to sleep, I hear it.
Is it in both ears or one ear?
I haven't really noticed.
So, what do you think about consciousness in your life, Jessica? Because I know you know what consciousness is. In fact, what is consciousness to you?
It's like the level of your spirituality.
And what does it mean if you have higher consciousness? What does that mean to you?
You're more enlightened and you understand more about, like, the afterlife and consciousness.
And how can you apply that in your life?
Meditating.
Well, I guess what I mean is, how does having a raised consciousness affect your life? Does it make you feel more responsible, or does it make you be more carefree, or how does that affect your life?
Well, it makes your life a lot easier. Like, let's say, this guy comes up to you and says, you're ugly, or something, and, like, if you're, like, at a high consciousness, you, like, understand that he's, like, lower than you, and that, like, he doesn't know, like, stuff that you know, and that he's just negative.
That's absolutely right, and it's amazing that you understand that. That's absolutely right.
I have my resources.
Oh, me. So, what can you tell the world to promote consciousness in their life? What do you do to promote that? How can you help the world achieve what you have?
Well, you can meditate and treat people the way you want to be treated.
Why is that important?
because if you treat someone nice, it comes back to you, and other people treat you nice. If you treat people badly, something bad will happen to you.
And why do you believe that?
Because it happened to me before.
It happens quickly, doesn't it?
Yes.
Happens quickly. So if you could say one thing to the world to promote peace, if you could tell other children things that would help their lives and being at school, because being at your age in school is a difficult period of time, what could you tell somebody?
Just be sweet. Just listen to people.
Why is it important to listen to people?
You can learn things that you don't know, and just it's just polite.
That's true. Now, how does having a higher consciousness help you deal with conflict in your life?
Well, there's one thing that you definitely use. You call it living in the moment. And if you just, like, concentrate on that, then, like, if you get in a fight with, like, your boyfriend or something, then, like, you just live in the moment after that and you won't think about it.
What is living in the moment?
Like,
I know what it is, but a lot of people don't really know what it is.
If you're, like, let's say, like, in the morning when you woke up, your cat died. And later you had to go to the grocery store or something, and you're still sad about your cat dying, so you just, like, think about grocery shopping.
That's right. You think about exactly what you're doing and not what happened 5 minutes ago or what's going to happen in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You're exactly right. Isn't that amazing that she understands that?
Yeah.
So that helps you deal with negative stuff. Now let's talk about something else that I know that you know about. And you guys, Doug, I've never seen you be at a loss for words here, so you got to help me out here with some...
I'll do my very best.
Some interrogating. I know that you know about medical intuition. What do you know about that?
Well...
First of all, tell people what it is to you. What is medical intuition to you?
It's like... if you have something wrong with your cells or your organs in your body, somebody, like, can tell you what's wrong with it. Like what's wrong with it and, like, what to fix it and stuff.
And what fixes it, usually?
Well, there's this little machine, I don't know what it's called, but you set the frequency thingy on it, and then you turn it on, and it changes, like, your frequency of whatever's wrong with you, and so it fixes it.
Have you experienced that?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
One time I had this lymph node thing in my arm, and it was, like, so big, I couldn't lift up my arm. It was, like, the size of, like, my hand. And, my mom gave me it and set it to a certain frequency, I can't remember, but, I put it on and it started going down, but after I stopped using it, it went, like, bigger, and so I kept using that thing, and then my mom took me to this guy, who did this, like, thing on my arm, this spiritual, like, energy stuff on my arm. And it, like, went away, like, completely gone the next day.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd forgotten about that. Now, what do you know about what makes people get sick? Why do you think people get sick?
Their emotions take over them, and, like, their emotions, like, control, like, their minds. And, like, they can't,
they do? What have you done in your life with your emotions? How has the consciousness helped you keep from being sick sometimes? Or what do you know? Just tell us what you know about it.
Well, you can just forgive whatever.
And what happens if you forgive? Do you feel different?
You feel better. Believe me, yes, I have.
Okay. What is God to you, Jessica?
The source?
Source of what?
Everything.
Really? And how do you see God existing?
Well, he just, like, watches over you and stuff, and, like, he loves you no matter what. Like, if you, like, killed somebody, like, 5 times, he still loves you, he's just disappointed.
And how do you think God is? I mean, what shape or form do you think God is? Or do you know, have you ever thought about that?
Well, this probably isn't true, but I always thought, you know, like, when I was a little kid, I thought he was, like, you know, a little floating, invisible mist smoke stuff. That's what I thought he was.
That's probably right.
Probably quite accurate.
Now, how does it feel to you to be loved?
Very good.
And what is it that someone does to you that makes you have that experience? What type of effort would it take?
Just a hug.
Really? And what about strangers?
Well, if, like, I go up to a stranger and I think he or she's had a hard day, I just go up to him and say, "Hi, what's your name? How are you? How's it going?" And then...
makes them feel better, you think?
Yeah, like, every time I do that, like, at Waffle House or something, they always smile.
Smiling feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you think that's what God is, and that's how it feels to be loved by somebody else. Well, what do you think you have to do to make someone feel loved, or allow someone to feel loved?
Just be sweet to them.
Do you do that in your life?
Depends on who the person is.
So if you could tell the world one thing that you think could or would change the world if they would listen to you, what would that be?
Treat people the way you want to be treated and live in the moment.
I believe that this information probably helps you in school, too. Do you find that some of the things that you learned aren't important, or that you're able to dedicate your attention to things in a more simple way?
I don't think she understands that.
Does your mind, when you have complicated things you have to do in school, or do you find anything complicated?
Like the work or the people?
The work.
Like the school work?
Right.
Well,
does your consciousness help you deal with that in any way?
Does it help you deal with that in any way? When you get stressed, you got a lot of work, school work to do. Where do you retreat? Do you go into your silence? Or do you work things through very quickly?
I'm actually a pretty good student. I have all A's in every class except for this. Actually, yes, I have all A's in every class.
So do you find you do your school work faster? Do you put your mind anywhere when you're doing your schoolwork? Or are you concentrating on the work itself? Or does it just seem to flow from you?
I concentrate on the work, but if, like, the more I concentrate, the faster I do it.
Mm-hmm. So, let me ask you this. Do you have thoughts that come into your head? You know, when you go into that, listening to that sound of silence, that thing in your ear, does information flow into you by any, or do you see pictures, or do you hear sounds? Does any of that apply to your life?
Well, that time when my cat ran away, or, quote, I had this thought that it didn't. Like, that my dad, like, gave it away or something, and I actually found that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Psychic.
So you have thoughts that come to you.
Yeah, do you ever sometimes. That was like twice or something.
Do you ever find the teachers ever teach you something that you don't agree with?
Yes, totally.
And how does that make you feel? And like what?
At my old school, I went to a private school called Greenfield Hebrew Academy. And they taught us, you know, Torah. And, like...
And Torah is biblical writings.
They said something that, like, I didn't believe, and I'm like, but what about this?
What was it?
I can't remember, but it was something, and
about
I remember.
God.
I what?
About God.
I think so, yeah. And I remember, like, arguing with the teacher about it. And he's like, no, this is what happened. Moshe or Abraham wrote this. And I'm like, but, I mean, like, I don't have to believe that, right? And he's like, we're Garrett too. And I'm like, so? Yeah, I got really mad.
Do you feel your teachers? Do you know which of you ever had really good teachers?
There was this one teacher, like, she wasn't a Torah teacher, but she was at that same school. She was my English teacher. She was so nice. Her name was Miss Sherman. I loved her to death.
Yeah. Was she a good teacher?
Yeah.
Good.
She was my English teacher.
Yeah.
So how do you, what made you think that whatever the teacher was telling you was wrong when it was involving God and consciousness?
Well,
how did you know that? Was there something inside saying that wasn't it, or had you been conditioned by me?
Well, I just, like, didn't believe it. I don't know what or who or whatever. I just didn't believe it.
Now, sometimes when you go to bed, have you ever had a floaty feeling in your body? It feels kind of like you're floating just before you go to sleep.
That was once. That was when I was like 8. I can't really remember it.
What do you do when you go to sleep? Do you meditate?
Yes.
Tell me how about that. How do you meditate?
Well,
what is meditation to a child?
Well, what I do is I just think about what I want to happen, and eventually it does.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have some ways that that's happened that you can share?
Well, during the summer, I was, like, meditating to get, like, all A's, and so far it's working.
It may have something to do with it, yeah.
What about manifestation?
Well, that's pretty much what I just said, but,
Okay, now, here's something. If I put into you manifesting, you now have all the power. And tomorrow you wake up, what would you want to see around you?
Dogs.
Dogs. Lots of trees. I mean, what? Have you ever thought about that? You thought about having that ability and what it could do?
Do you think you can manifest?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because before my dog, Sweetie, ran away, which I didn't manifest that, just to let you people know, I manifested my dog.
Okay. All right. What is manifestation, Jessica?
It's like when you want something, like, really bad, and you think about it, you put intent into it.
Which is what?
Which is, like,
feeling of what? Love or what is that?
Like, intent? Thought, like, of what you want to happen, and eventually that thought becomes action, and that action becomes whatever you manifested.
And what is intent? I mean, how do you know? What is intent to you? What do you do when you intend something?
Well,
is there a certain way you do it, or is there a certain way you think? What? Tell me your process. Is it focus, or do you just think pictures, or do you think lights? Or?
I sort of write a story.
You do?
Yeah, I picture me writing, like, a book.
Oh, yeah.
Story.
Now, tell us about agape.
Agape. Well, agape, what I think agape is when you love every human being or thing like you love yourself.
Why should that matter?
Well, I think it's the same thing as, like, treating people the way you want to be treated.
What would that do for the world?
Peace.
How?
Well, if everybody treats people the way they want to be treated.
Do you think about that when you go? Do you think, gosh, I hope everybody in my classroom's happy and smiling there? Or that my teacher's really feeling good and kind, he had a great experience last day, you know, when he went home. Do you ever think about manifesting those things?
No, not really.
Not really.
I just...
So manifestation's more along the ideas of what you might be able to get on a personal level, I see.
Yep.
Well, tell me something. How do you feel about sharing the things you know with other people?
Like my video games?
No, the knowledge, you know.
Oh, the knowledge. Well, I think it's very important.
How do you feel about doing it?
Like, if I tell people?
At school, say.
At school, I'm afraid I'll get shot.
Why?
Because there's crazy kids there.
So
there's already this kid who threw a rock at me.
Oh, my goodness.
So, how do you feel about telling a stranger about what you know?
I'm afraid I'll get shot.
Why?
I'd just rather make him smile than just make him believe that...
So you don't feel like it's an accepted thing?
Well, I'd rather get to know the person first before I get shot.
It just seems
there's
like
crazy
it would be
people
hard
out there.
With strangers because yeah. they're tuned differently. Like,
I mean, you never know. Like, that guy just might, like, come in and, like, want the cash out of the Waffle House or something.
Yeah. Why do you think talking about a topic as simple as your consciousness is difficult?
Well,
why do you think people perceive it that way?
Because, like, the person might be raised in a place where his mother was, like, all crazy and, like, believed in the devil and stuff. Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think about the devil?
I think he's just, like, a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? How long was it before you didn't believe Santa Claus existed?
I never believed in Santa Claus.
Oh, amazing.
We got to remember.
I believe in Harry Hanukkah.
Right.
She's raised Jewish, yeah.
Okay. I believe in Harry Hanukkah.
How far do you, when you meditate, how far into the future do you project? And have you looked at yourself 20 years from
or
now?
Or do you go in the future or do you go in the, where do you go?
I go into the future.
So how far have you gone?
Like, when I'm like 30.
Really?
Yeah.
So where are you at 30?
Well, I tried to manifest both.
Oh.
I wanted to be a pediatrician and a professional tennis player. So I did this little thing, this little story thing, that I was playing a tournament. I was playing Wimbledon.
Oh.
And then I won. And a week later, I went to this hospital and saved this little girl from lung cancer.
Aww, look at this.
Jessica's a Reiki master. What do you know about Reiki, Jessica?
It's healing, like, to your body.
Have you ever done it or experienced being healed by Reiki? Or have you ever healed anybody?
Yeah, you. Well.
When? I forgot. I don't remember. That.
Well, you had, like, something in your stomach. I can't remember. I think it was, like, the flu or something. And I Reiki'd you, and it was, like, gone, like, 2 days later. Like, one day. Like, the next day, it was, like, gone. Like, you were better and stuff. You didn't throw up. You were just...
So what do you imagine when you Reiki, when you put your hands over somebody's body? What do you imagine?
Stuff coming out of my hands.
What kind of
white
stuff?
Light? White, foamy stuff.
And you imagine it doing what?
Like, going in, like through, in her body, like, shroom, like going
light.
Out of her arms and stuff, and, like, she turns white, and then she gets, like, all, like... Like, vroom, and then, like, she's back to normal. Like, mm-hmm. she's better.
Mm-hmm. So you just give her more light, basically. Give her body
yeah.
a shock of light or a feeling that she's, yeah.
Yeah, I chose white because when I took an aura picture, you know those aura pictures? Like, spiritual stuff means white. Like, there's white. And, like, I had white, like, right there, like, a little bit of white right
Where's
there.
Where's right there? Over your head?
So over my head and the crown chakra. And... Yeah, so
do you see auras?
No. No, I just when I went to her work, I took this class on chakras and stuff.
Let me ask you something. If somebody were to say to you, I've had an experience where I was outside of my body and perhaps looking back at it.
I did that once.
Oh, you did? So you
yeah,
didn't find any
of that? Yeah, but it was in a dream.
Uh-huh, but that's all right for it to happen.
Tell us about it.
Well, I asked you, I told you that I fell like I was in a swing. Remember that? And I was in the swing, you know, in front of my house in the driveway, and Julie, Let's Go, and Josh and Hannah were there, and they're all pushing me on the swing, and I was going so high, I was like 100 feet in the air, and I was flying over the college and everything.
That's just the way you felt you were doing
it. Yeah, I felt like I was like swinging and flying at the same time. It was, and there was no swing. I was just like sitting down, like in the air. And they were pushing me. It was so scary.
Did you feel like you were really there?
Yeah, I thought it was real, and then I woke up and I'm like, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
I was really confused.
That was not an ordinary
morning.
That was not an ordinary dream, was it?
No, nope.
It wasn't a dream at all, was it? No.
So let me ask you this. You obviously live with me, and I'm different. How has that been for you?
I enjoyed it, because since you're, like, you know, high in consciousness, even though that word is hard to pronounce, and I can't pronounce it right, you're high in consciousness, and it feels like even though you're not even, like, looking at me or, like, holding me or anything, just standing next to you makes me feel like I'm being hugged.
Really?
Really, really?
That's a sweet thing.
That really is.
Yeah, really.
So how has it been for you and your friends?
Well, there's this one girl, you know, she's that preppy girl. Oh, my God. She was, like, that kind of girl. And she, one time I was at, I was taking a test. And, this is in fourth grade. And I was taking a test. And she got up, and I wasn't even looking at her, and I knew that she was talking about me to this girl. She wasn't even looking at me or doing anything. And so when she was after gym, I went up to her, and I said, "Why were you talking about me?" And she's like, "I wasn't." And I'm like, "Yes, you were. When I was taking my test, you were talking about me." And I'm like, "What were you saying?" And I forgot what she was saying about me, but she's like, "Oh, my God, how'd you know?" And I'm like, "I have my ways." And then after that, she's just, like, got real interested in all this stuff, you know, spiritual stuff. And then after, like, a week, she just, like, left me and, like, never spoke to me again.
So is it, for the people that don't know, I mean, how is it to live, what's different about your mother from other mothers?
Well, define other mothers.
Normal mothers.
Normal mothers.
Yeah.
Well, around my friends, you're like a normal mother. You don't, like, mention anything. But, like, when you're just around me, like, it's like a whole different life. Like, you're all spiritual and you talk spiritual and it's really fun.
What is spiritual talk?
Like, consciousness talk and, like, karma and aura and chakra and vibrational frequencies.
long list.
Stuff like that.
Is it weird to you to have a different mother like that?
Well, no, not really.
Would you prefer that I be normal?
Sometimes, like, when you get angry, I prefer you be normal, even though, like, you're not even angry about the spiritual stuff. But, you know, every mom gets angry. You know.
So what do you mean you'd prefer me to be normal?
Well, like, when you're angry, you know, like, when, like, I'm around my other moms. I mean, my other friends' moms, they're, like, they never get angry. So, you know, a kid, when they go to a friend's house, they think that their mom is so perfect. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because all my friends, like, when they see you, they're like, "I wish my mom was like you, like your mom." And I'm like, "I know."
So how does living in a life like this, how is it different at home on a daily basis?
Are you talking about, like, how you feel? Or
how,
like,
is our lives different from the friends of your other friends'
lives?
It's
actually not really different. Like, I still do, like, activities, you know, like soccer or tennis or something. But, like,
Do we deal with problems differently than others?
Well, like, mom and dad problems.
No, like, you and I. You think consciousness is, having consciousness.
We really don't have any problems. Really, me and you.
But when we do, What is the best way to deal with it?
Talk it out. Just say what you want to say. Just because if I don't tell you it's wrong, you will get mad. And if I do, you won't. You'll just be, okay, let's talk about it.
The secret kind of being in consciousness is that there's really nothing to hide. When you're hiding it, it's really not laying it all on the table. And it's really just a dealing with the picture truthfully and honestly to its deeper level. Because if you're not willing to go there, then the issues stay unresolved. So, but you know, it's funny because I would imagine it would be very difficult for you to lie.
Well, it's difficult for her to get away with it because she has a mother that's a psychic.
But you know what I mean. Unless it was a white lie that helped elevate somebody's situation in the moment, am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have this like really strong like yucky feeling if you try to tell a lie?
Yes. And if I try and tell a lie, I start laughing my head off.
So have you had some experiences like that where you, or have you witnessed some in your family where somebody's gotten caught because your mother's psychic?
Yes. Big time. Big time.
Tell us about that.
Well,
tell us something, Jessica.
Well, my brother, my mom and my brother, they were in the car, and you dropped your pendulum, and Derek went, "Here, Mommy, here's your pendulum," because he's, you know, 4 years old, and as soon as it touched her hand, because I was in the car, you know, she went, "Derek, did you hurt Sweetie?" And he went, "No."
Who's Sweetie?
My dog.
Okay.
And he went, "No." And she went, "God told me you did, Derek. Now tell me what you did to Sweetie." And he's like, "I didn't do anything." And then she's like, "God told me you did something to her ear. What did you do to her ear?" And he went, "I screamed in it." And so, like, she's psychic. You'll get caught if you lie to her.
I remember a few days after that.
Assuming you'll talk to her.
A few days after that happened, it was right around Halloween. They all went out trick-or-treating, and I stayed home to answer the door. And when they came home, I heard Derek said, "I want to talk to God." I don't know why he said that. Okay. So Derek, the God, said, "Tell Derek that I saw the ghost scaring."
Ghost?
Or whatever it was.
Did you see
a ghost that scared you? And he said, "Oh, yeah, we were walking down the road, and a ghost jumped out of the woods and scared me."
No, it was a house. It was a man.
Well, tell us the story.
Well, it was so funny. It was actually a few times. But the real one was we knocked on the door, and, like, this guy wouldn't come. So we kept on banging on the door, and finally he opens the door and goes, "Ah!" like, really loud. And Derek starts crying. He got so scared.
So then a little while later, when they got back home, there was a fire truck outside, and Derek, and it was making all this noise, and Derek was holding his ears, saying, "Oh, that hurts my ears so bad," and I heard in my head, "Now you see how Sweetie felt in her ear."
That's funny.
And the other day, Derek has a tendency not to listen at school, so I said, told him, if he would listen at school, he would get to play this certain game at home.
GameCube.
So he comes home that day, and I said, "Did you listen at school today, buddy?" And he said, "Yep, I did." And I hear in my head immediately, "No, you didn't. You pushed somebody in the line." And so I said, "Derek, did you push somebody today in line?" He went, "Well, they were pushing me first." So anyway, I guess being of higher consciousness, because it's available to everybody. I mean, It just depends on whether you want to listen. But the children nowadays are coming in with higher consciousness. It's all about frequencies, and they have a frequency that's higher, and they're going to be our world. Pay attention to your children, support them and don't make fun of them if they have a gift like this. As you can see, it's helped this child's life, and it can help your own child.
I'll tell you, this is important. It really is something that changes lives, just being around a conscious person, because really it's consciousness within each of us that we can access. And I can see how wonderful it would be to be a child, you know, of a mother who's been enlightened, because even just a few days I've spent here, as I've been spending a couple of days here, Eva, just learning. And there's conscious shifts within me at all times.
Tell us about some of your experiences. I mean, how does that happen?
A realization of all the parts comes together in kind of a knowing. But it's more than that. Sometimes you have a knowing and the parts don't come together until later, and it's actually a realization of what you knew. But
give us an example. Like what?
Well, you know, Eva tells me to concentrate on the sound when you're in your meditation. It's almost like the sound of everything. I can't really describe it. It's just a sound.
It's
a high-pitched noise. And it's like you take your imagination to an area of the highest pitch and leave it there, and then it's really ringing in your ears. It really, like, goes all through your head. And she'd say, Doug, retreat to the noise. You know, and I never really understood that.
But you thought you did.
But I thought I did.
And he'd say, I hear you. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course. But you really don't deal with the noise in a way. You just listen. But in what that noise is it's vibrating at a frequency. And that frequency is kind of like the frequency all the molecules within your body should, or atoms should, be vibrating at. And you can actually start to imagine your body starting to vibrate with the sound. So it's becoming a union of sound with this frequency in your own body.
It makes you feel floaty.
It makes you feel floaty. And from there, you get a real peaceful, you're in a moment of just all things. You don't need to be anywhere else. And the deeper you get in, the deeper you can feel that, the more profound it is. And I didn't know that. All I was doing was listening to a sound, and I really didn't understand that up until about a month ago. And before then, of course.
Yeah, because, one of the key things to being conscious is to listen to a teacher of higher consciousness and just accept it.
Yes.
Because if the teacher's telling you that you don't know something that you don't know, the teacher's probably right if it's a teacher of higher consciousness, and you're going to argue with her that you know, and she's just going to sit there and laugh, smile at you.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you realize something will click, and you'll suddenly realize, oh, my God, I didn't know what I didn't know, and the teacher knew it. Now, how embarrassing. I thought, if I'd just listened, I could have been here a month ago.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, and it's not. What they say is simple, mm-hmm. and yet it's almost like an unraveling of the complicated within the brain to listen to the simple.
Give us some examples. I mean, what's some examples you've experienced of not knowing what you didn't know until this time period?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the list is so long. I don't even want to go there.
I mean, like, what would be a tip an average person say to me they knew what I was talking about when they really wouldn't? Give them an example so they can ponder that in their life.
You know, you couldn't even understand unless you get connected. And at that level, it's almost like saying to a person, go lie down. The person's never really slept before, so he doesn't really have an idea what sleep would be. But go lie down would heal him. But he really doesn't get it, and he thinks about it, and then he lies down, but he really doesn't understand that when he's lying down, he should close his eyes and go to sleep. Okay, you know, he hasn't done that before, but it's natural for his body to do that. He's just a guy that's been awake all of his life. He doesn't realize, you know, the body needs time to rest. So I'm just kind of giving it to you in an easy way of explaining it, that everything makes sense. You just got to do it.
What have you learned about talking?
Well, I'll tell you.
And noise.
There are times within me now that I just want to not talk. Because all the answers are within you. And you really don't need to be even seeking answers. You just need to connect with the source of all things. And you don't need to be a participant in everything around you to the extent that it creates an emotional response that might in any way, you know, create some sort of a response to, you know, body problem. And if the people aren't on the right frequency, you can't talk to them anyway, so it enables you to sit back and consider without dealing with so much information.
And stress at that
level. Stress at that level, yeah.
You see the need to not argue.
You see the need to not argue.
It doesn't matter.
Well, you know that you're connected on a whole bunch of other levels. I mean, just the energy flow and how your mind would think and what it could do it on an internal level, there's that on an external level.
Yeah, because you can't listen and talk at the same time to anything, to outside people, or to listen to that voice in your head and while you're talking.
Yes.
You can't hear it. You have to be silent.
Keeping silence.
Yep, the key is silence. So we're about out of time tonight. Thank you for joining us. Visit our website, www.bloginservice.com. Send us messages. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you want to know about. We want to know people you want to hear from. Thanks again. I'm Eva Herr.
Doug Newsom.
And Agape World.